Dispatch, how may I help you?
Yes, this, sorry, I was on hold for a long time. Wasn't expecting you guys to answer this time.
Sorry
My
about
name
that.
is Crew Eaton. No, you're okay. I'm just calling to report a domestic assault that just happened involving my friend earlier this morning. The incident happened at his child's mother's house, where she physically assaulted him. This has happened before, and she's currently on probation for domestic abuse. And he's got scratch marks on his neck, and like I said, it's happened on and off for a long time, and he's been trying to like protect her essentially because he doesn't want her to get in trouble, but it's going on too long and too far. She ended up in the attack, like she ended up breaking his car screen when she jumped in, his mirror, threw a drink in his car. She's just very unhinged at the moment.
Yeah. Okay, what's the address of where this happened?
I don't know her address because I've never been there. That's just where he goes to pick his son up and drop him off. But it's in Draper, Utah. I know that.
Okay. And do you know her name?
Her name's Taylor Frankie Paul.
Okay. And how old is she approximately?
How old is he or Taylor?
She, Taylor.
She's older. I want to say 31, maybe 33, somewhere in that range.
And I'm sorry, did you say this was his ex-girlfriend, or?
It is, yeah. There's a lot with that stuff going on, because she's like the new bachelorette right now, but they've been on and off, and ex-girlfriend on and off the last little bit, and now obviously, this assault thing happening.
Yeah. Okay. And then you said he had scratches on his arms.
On his neck. That's how I found out. I'm like, dude, what happened to your neck? You know, don't worry about it. I'm like, no, like that's an actual like scratch. Who'd you get that from? So then I got the whole story out of him. I'm like, dude, we got to report this. Like, this can't keep happening. Like, she's out of control.
Yeah.
And there's been reports, like, he has so much video evidence on his camera roll, and honestly, I think he's just scared to do it alone. But he has video evidence of her hitting her own kids with the bar stool, trying to hit him, a bunch of videos of him attacking him, her attacking him. So we have countless evidence videos where this is just finally the straw that's breaking the camel's back. To where he's, like, mentally kind of just numbed out right now and not acting the same. And I can't have that happen to him anymore. It's bad.
Right.
There's just three kids in that household, like, ages 8, 5, and then the one they have together is almost 2 years old.
Okay, yeah. And what's his name?
His name's Dakota Bo Mortensen.
Okay. Do you happen to know his date of birth?
I do. It is a lot.
Okay, and then can I get a good callback number for you? Okay. An officer is going to give you a phone call to finish out this report, and that will come from a blocked, private, or restricted number, okay?
Okay, I know the new iPhone apps are weird and, like, block phone calls sometimes. Can they, like, make sure to leave a voicemail or a message if it doesn't show up on my screen?
Yes, yeah. And then if you keep missing the call and you're not able to go through, call us back, okay?
Okay, and then are we able to have, like, them come and get a statement from him tonight while he's in the headspace of, okay, let's just get it all out in the open?
Yeah, they'll definitely call you tonight, and then you can set up that with them then, okay?
Okay. That works. Thank you for your help. What was your name?
I'm McKenna.
McKenna. Okay, thanks so much, McKenna.
You're
I appreciate
welcome.
It.
Okay, bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye.